December 28, victory assured. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. While on earth there will be no escape from conflicts and temptations, but in every storm we have a sure refuge. Jesus has told us, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The forces of Satan are marshaled against us, and we have to meet a diligent foe. But if we take heed to the admonition of Christ, we shall be safe. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. There are foes to be resisted and overcome, but Jesus is by our side, ready to strengthen us for every attack. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Faith sees Jesus standing as our mediator at the right hand of God. Faith beholds the mansions that Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love him. Faith sees the robe and the crown all prepared for the overcomer. Faith hears the song of the redeemed and brings eternal glories near. We must come close to Jesus in loving obedience if we would see the King in his beauty. There is peace in believing and joy in the Holy Ghost. Believe, believe, my soul cries, believe. Rest in God. He is able to keep that which you have committed to him, and will bring you off more than conqueror through him that has loved you. But remember that everyone who shall be found with the wedding garment on will have come out of great tribulation. The mighty surges of temptation will beat upon all, but the long night of watching, of toil, of hardship is nearly past. Christ is soon to come. Get ready. The angels of God are seeking to attract you from yourself and from earthly things. Let them not labor in vain. Faith, living faith, is what you need. The faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Remember Calvary and the awful infinite sacrifice there made for man. Jesus now invites you to come to him just as you are and make him your strength and your everlasting friend. Review and Herald, April 17, 1894.